Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington, D.C. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Marvelous Mklanganya, who are broadcasting from my home at this Monday, February the 7th, 2022, due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about Zimbabwe's forthcoming council and parliamentary by-elections.
But first, let's take a look at COVID-19. The Minister of Health reports that two people died of COVID-19 in Zimbabwe yesterday and 67 tested positive for the COVID-19. According to the Ministry of Health, 5,362 people have succumbed to COVID-19 since the pandemic started.
The Minister of Health also reports that over 4.3 million Zimbabweans have so far received their first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine, and at least 3.3 million their second dose.
We will also be talking to some people who will be contesting in the March 26th council and parliamentary by-elections in Zimbabwe.
And in sports, Senegal beat Egypt 4-2 in penalty shootouts to win the coveted Africa Cup of Nations trophy after Sadio Mane missed a penalty in the 5th minute of the game. He's called the penalty winner. Imbambe is Rwanda Valinjani lapha ekhona endaweni zonke zomhlaba. Ngizakhasa lamhla sikhulume nge-COVID-19 ukuthi kambe kungakume njani eZimbabwe. Uhlangothi lwezempila kahle lubika ukuthi kulabantu ababili ababulwe yi-COVID-19 izolo. Wathi ke abayi-67 bahlolwe batholakala belo mkhuhlane lo. Luphinde lwabika njalo ukuthi kusukela ngesikhathi kuqhamuka umkhuhlane lo. Sokulabantu 5,362 asababulwa yi-COVID-19 kuthi abedlula 230,000 ngabantu asabathapha umkhuhlane lo. Abedlula njalo 221,000 abantu asabaphepha ku-COVID-19. Xa sesikhangela njalo ke labo asebejove ijekiseni yakuqala bafika 4.3 million. Kuzokusithi labo asebejove ijekiseni yesibili bafika 3.3 million. Sakhuluma njalo ngokhetho lomba elections oluza kwenziwa ngombimbito lonyaka. Sawazi kwenziwa ngombimbito 26 eZimbabwe. So kulabantu ke esiyaxoxa labo ngodaba lolu. Xa sesikhangela ke ezenguqu sibonile izolo ukuthi ele Senegal linqobe ele Egypt 4-2 kuma penalty shootouts. Lapho ke bekufiwa sibili zitsha amaqembu lawa Mavelas kube yi 0-0 kwaze kwafika extra time kuthe kuqedwa lapho abantu besithi Egypt izanqoba kodwa kwenzakala okwenzakeleyo. So ke wakhanya ke ukuthi Senegal iyo iphume abantu bathi iphuma shoot wazane kade kudlala amakhasi. Sizakhuluma njalo nangakhona ukuke ukubhekane labo balisi ezikolo. So many teachers are boycotting classes. So we'll also talk about that briefly. Go ahead, Marvelous.
Aiwa, tinokuchingamidzai nemufaro pano pachirongwa chedu cheLive Talk nemusi wemuvhuro February 7, 2022. Nhasi tichange tiri kukurukura pamusoro pedenda rechirwere cheCOVID-19 tichitarisa zvakare zviri kuitika munyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika gadziriro yemabyelections ari kuitwa munyika pari zvino. Tichange tiine hurukuro nevamwewo vari kuwanikwa ivo vachikwikwidza vachimirira mapato akasiyana-siyana munyika pano pachirongwa. Tichange zvakare tiri kutarisa zviri kubuda munyaya dzemutambo wenhabvu apo takaona Senegal ichitora mukombe weAfrica Cup of Nations nezuro mushure mekukunda Egypt kunyangwe zvavo vakambowanikwa vachitatsurana vakasvika ivo pafull time vari 0-0 ndobva vapinda mumapena tikaona bhora irori rakanakidza vazhinji nekuti munhu wese anga akatarisira kuti kochiiko chingabuda mafaro angatori here mukombe kubva kuwest africa asi takazoona Senegal ichitora mukombe uyu kekutanga kubvira vapinda mumakwikwi eAfrica Cup of Nations. Asi tombodzokera pamamiriro akaita denda recovid-19 tinoona kuti bazi rezveutano rinozivisa kuti pane vanhu vaviri vakawanikwa ivo vachibatira denda iri recovid-19 nezuro vachishaya asi pane vanhu 67 vakawanikwa vachibatira denda iri recovid-19 kubva denda iri ratanga Ministry of Health inoti pane vanhu 5,362 vawanikwa ivo vachishaya kubva kudenda iri recovid-19 uyezve tinoona kuti nyika inozivisa kuti yabaya nhomba vanhu vanosvika 4.3 million munyika pari zvino kunyange zvavo vakatarisira kuti vari kuda kubaya vanhu vanowanikwa ivo vachisvika 10 million kuti nyika iwane yavanoti ivo herd immunity. Todzokera zvakare mune zvatanga tiri kutaura nyaya yenhabvu ndo imwe iri kufadza vazhinji asi tichange nhasi tiri kunyanyotaura hazvizhinji pamusoro pemabuy elections achange ari kuitwa munyika muna March 26 ekanzuru neparamende. Tichange tichida kunzwa kune avo vachange vakamirira nzvimbo dzakasiyana siyana kuti zviiko zvavari kuruvimbisa veruzhinji vachange vari kuvavhotera.
Yeah, kunjalo marvelous. I think the first person that we are talking to today is Mr. Kakapulu, who was a member of parliament from Kulumane, and he was under the People's Democratic Party and was recalled, you know, by the PDP, by a man identified as Mr. Rukanda, who the High Court actually said he was not a representative of the PDP. And then there was a ruling, you know, that said Mr. Pulu and others, including Mr. Tendai Bidi, should actually return to parliament. But this did not happen until the president, Emmerson Mnangagwa, announced by-elections in Kulumane, Mutare South, Mutasa South, and other places. So let's hear what Mr. Pulu is going to do for the people of Nkulumane if elected.
We have begun the campaign in earnest, and the first thing that we are doing currently is just checking the voters' roll and analyzing it to ensure that it has no anomalies. There are a lot of anomalies that you can find, such as people who have been omitted from the voters' roll, people who have been included from the voters' roll from other places. So we're still looking at that. Second thing that we're doing is that we're asking people to go and register, especially those who had not turned 18 at the last election. We urge you to go and register, because registering in this by-election is crucial, because we are launching a people's movement, a citizens' coalition that is rooted in the people, and we need your support in this by-election to make this project work. We haven't yet had challenges with the police, but we understand that in Kwekwe there has been cases of harassment of our members by some ZANU-PF members who literally abducted them, took them someplace and were harassing them. And so we'd like to call upon the police to act fairly, but also to act swiftly in cases where people are breaching the electoral code of conduct. Should we encounter any problems, because we expect that as the elections intensify, you know, you are likely to have those kind of things, we will then, you know, let you know. Let the public know, so that they may also intervene. In this election, we promise to fight for the people's rights, to fight for the people. The promise in the last election was to fight for the people. The reason why people end up promising, making election promises that they can't keep, is because you would have promised people things that are outside your mandate. Building a road, building a bridge, are all within the mandate of the executive. That is to say, the ministry and the minister. As parliament, we give them a vote. We give them huge amounts, each budget, to implement these projects. And then our next job is to monitor whether they're implementing these projects. It is not our job to implement the projects ourselves. An MP does not get a big vote, a big budget to do this program. So what we promise is to fight to ensure that the ministries are doing your job, to ensure that the budget is working, to ensure that you have a working budget, to ensure that your things, day-to-day issues that are affecting you, are addressed, and to highlight problems as vocally as we can in parliament and in the committees, and also to come to the community to pick up those problems and those challenges. One of the overwhelming problems is the lack of jobs. Young people have no jobs. Some have never worked in their entire life. So we need a government and we need an economy that can generate enough jobs to accommodate all our young people, not just a few. 10 jobs, 13 jobs is not enough. People need jobs in order to access health, to access education, to be able to pay local government bills and you know, send their children to school and so forth. The elderly need to be able to access their pensions. You know, right now, when I was doing feedback meetings, last time, people were complaining about the fact that their pensions amount to about $10 at that time. And in fact, even that $10, it was difficult for them to get it, to access it. It was so difficult. And the vast majority are not even on that scheme. Social welfare is not coming through to feed these people who have no jobs. Sometimes food is distributed on a partisan basis and so forth. You don't know how criteria one person gets food, the other doesn't. We know that there's the whole issue also that we're saying young people should do projects, which is fair and fine because we want young African people who are innovative. But at the same time, there's no you need the capital for that, and you need an economy, which has people who are working. Because if you start a project, you need enough people who are working to be able to buy your products, whatever it is that you're offering. So we are back to jobs. You know, when our young people go to South Africa across the road to go and work, they don't go there to start projects. They go there to find jobs. Jobs are what absorb a vast number of people. But of course, from there, we also expect young people to innovate and also create jobs. But the government has to create a conducive environment. And that's what we want to go and shout about and ensure it happens in Parliament. Lastly, I would like to urge people to go and register to vote. And I would like to ask you to vote for Tata Ivumile Phulu in the Nkulumane by-election and to vote for the Citizens Coalition for Change, a party that is rooted in stakeholders, a party that is rooted in the people, a party which has the character.
Thank you. There you are, marvelous. That is Mr. Kuchoka Phulu. He was the Member of Parliament for Nkulumane and is very, adamant that he can bring a lot of change, in Nkulumane if re-elected, after his recall by the People's Democratic Party. So, kunjalo ke ungafaka kunapo nesiona marvelous.
Vanova Ivo varikumirira bato reCCC vachitaura ivo kuti vachange vari kukwikwidza kuNkulumane uyezve vane zvizhinji zvavari kuda kuitira nharaunda iyoyi. Vanotaura ivo kuti kunyangwe zvavo munguva yapfuura vanoti havasi kuda kunyanyovimbisa zvinhu zvakawandisa sezvinoita vamwe, nekuti vati ivo vamwe vanouya vachivimbisa kuti vachavaka migwagwa, vachaita zvakati, zvinhu zvisingaitwe, basa risingaitwe naMP. Asi vati ivo bhajeti yavanowana sevadare muparamende haisi zhinji, saka ivo vanenge vachingoenda kuparamende kuitira kuti vanonyatsoona kuti mapolisi acho ekuita kuti zvinhu zvifambe zvakanaka agadziriswe. Saka ndo zvinhu zvavari kutaura vachivimbisa kuti havasi kuda kuuya vachitaura zvakawanda kuti vachaita zvakati nezvakati nezvakati, zvavanoziva ivo mumwoyo mavo kuti hazvizokwanisika. Asi vari kuvimbisa kuti vakavhoterwa vachaunza pundutso kunzvimbo iyoyi.
Yes, let's listen to this Ndebele interview that we did with him, and then we go to other issues. So here it comes.
We have begun the campaign.
No, I think we are trying to bring the other interview that he did with Studio 7. So I think there we are.
Sesiqalisile ukhankasela ukuvota. Into yokuqala nxa siqalisa ukhankasela ukuvota ukuthi sikhangele, sicheke ama-voters roll ukuthi iqondile. So into yokuqala sisa-analyze i-voters roll yethu, sikwenza masinyane lokho. Okwesibili esikwenzayo ukuthi siyakhuthaza abantu ukuthi bayarejista ukuvota. Sikhuthaza ikakhulu abatsha abafikise iminyaka engu-18 this year kumbe last year ngabahambi bayarejistela ukuvota. So ngokunye esikwenzayo kunalokho, ngiyakwazi ukuthi akubabi ne-visibility, kodwa yiwo umsebenzi obuya andibana liqalise kugijima lisenza i-visibility. Kumele sibone ukuthi abantu bonke bayarejista. So ngiyabakhuthaza kathesi ukuthi kabagijime baye ezeki kule blitz. Sizabanika ama-centers lapho kurejistwa khona, ngoba asekhona khona phana eNkulumane ama-centers akhona. Sizabanika bagijime bayevota. Sizabuya ezindlini door to door, sifika ku-community sibatshele ukuthi baye ngapho kuyavota. Lokhu bancedisa ukuthi sihambe labo abahambe bayarejista. Okwakathesi besingakabi nohlupho lamapolisa, kodwa siyezwa ukuthi kwezinye izindawo njengasekhwekhwe kulabantu abathethwe ngabantu bezanu-P F bavalela somewhere, kuthiwa bayatshayo besikhangele ukuthi amapolisa azancedisa ezintweni ezinjalo. Enkulumane-ke besingakakubona, kodwa kungaba khona ukuthi siyahlukunyezwa ngamapolisa kumbe kulabantu abahlukumeza abanye be-violata i-code of conduct yama-elections, siyabe sizabuya sihlabe umkhosi sitshele uZulu asincediselayo ukuthi bafake imizwe kuhulumeni ukuthi yekelani ukuthi kuluza abantu. Ukuxoshwa kwethu ephalamenti saxotshelwa ukukhuluma izinto ezithinta abantu. Sasikhuluma kakhulu kubhajethi, sitshela uhulumeni ukuthi imali ayisebenzise njani, sisala uku-approve amanye amabhajethi nxa ayengalunganga, si-opposa ukutshintshwa kwe-constitution ukwenzela ukuthi umnankagu azinike amandla. Zonke ziyana izinto la kuma-committee e-accounts, accounts committee kakhulu. Sasibanga umsindo, sivusa izindaba kwase kuthiwa abantu abazingabaxosha njani. Lakhona kuyanokwala ukusukumela umuntu okuquluza inodlo yelizwe, kwathiwa hhayi sizaba nesitandadi sokuba nekhola. Sicela uZulu ukuthi asibisele ephalamenti. Lingakhangela ukuthi ama-MPs ayesebenza kudala khonapho ngesikhathi sabogugurawundi adumileyo njengabosidli malunga babedume ngokuthi bayekhuluma ephalamenti izinto okumele zenziwe, njalo bayekhangela ba-expose i-corruption ekhona, ba-expose into embi eyabe isenzakala ngaleso sikhathi. Thina-ke okukhona kathesi kule-corruption eningi, kulezi mali ekumele zifike ebantwini ezingafikiyo, kulama-projects okumele afike ebantwini engafikiyo, njalo kule ikhonomi le misebenzi okumele icreatwe engacreatwayo, sibone abantu bethola imisebenzi. So owami umsebenzi uyaqhubeka ngilwela ephalamenti njengalokho engakwenzayo ngesikhathi ngisephalamenti. Nami ngomunye wama-MPs akhuluma kakhulu ngezinto ezithinta ilizwe ukuze abantu ama-problems abo aphele kumbe abe nganeno. Kuzafunakala-ke ukuthi mina ngilaya ephalamenti ngenze umsebenzi-ke okugijimisa uhulumende, ngisenza i-oversight, sibona ukuthi umsebenzi wabantu uyenziwe. Ngathi ngixoxa labanye abantu besithi phulu kasikuboni phulu kutholakala ngaphi, phulu ama-projects owenzayo iwaphi. Ngathi sengibachasisele ukuthi hhayi u-MP wenza lokhu nalokhu nalokhu, siyasibe le mhlangano enje enje enje. Base besithi ye, kodwa thina njengama-citizens phela sifuna ukwazi izinto lezo kumele zifike kithi, kasisoze thina sikudinge ukuthi sibone ama-project ukuthi enziwa yiwaphi. Njalo okunye sebesikubuza ungayisiki ukuthi kumbe siyasola kumbe kwenzenjani, kodwa okunye nxa usithasisile nathi siyazwisisa ukuthi lokhuyana siwomsebenzi wakho, lokhuyana siwomsebenzi wakho owakuqalisa lapho ugcina lapho. Yikho lapho kumele silungise khona kakhulu, sibone ukuthi imeseji leyo iyafika ebantwini, bathole ukuchasiselwa ngendlela epheleleyo. Kuthi esikhathini esiningi sithembiso izinto esingasoze sizifeze, ukuthi siyabe siqambe amanga sakhuluma imisebenzi engaphandle kamandla ka-MP. Ukwenza umgwaqo, ukuletha amanzi, ukwakhela abantu, zonke izinto lezo zenziwa i-central government, yiyo elamandla oku-implimenta, yiyo iphiwa izimali izigidi lezigidi zokuthi ba-implimente imisebenzi enjalo. Eminye imisebenzi ka-council, ngoba kule separation le-division of labor lapha phela sithe abantu amandla ebantwini. So nxa sithe abantu amandla ebantwini, devolution, kule misebenzi-ke eyenziwa yi-council nayo iqhathe abantu abenza leyo msebenzi, kodwa u-council elawo amandla ukuthi ahambe ayekhangela ukuthi abone ukuthi imisebenzi leyo iyenziwe. Owami umsebenzi uyalilwela ephalamenti, ngiyebona ukuthi imithetho ebhalwayo iqondile elimazi abantu, ngoba esikhathini esiningi okulimaza abantu yimithetho engaqondanga. Ngesikhathi segugurawundi abantu babulawa ngenxa yokuthi kwakulomthetho othi kule curfew, kulomthetho onika isotsha amandla ukuthi alidule abantu kungabi le-accountability. So ngobunye kumele siye kukhangela indaba yemisebenzi, ikuhlupha abantu kakhulu enkulumane laselizweni lonke jikelele. Uhulumende kumele acreate imisebenzi eminingi, abantu basebenze njengakudala, bavuke bagade amabhasi baye emsebenzini. Isizathu sokuhlala edolobheni kubana kumele usebenze, uthole indlela lawo yokuthi unakekele imuli yakho. Khonokhuyana yikho kuswelakala kakhulu. Umsindo oningi lokuhlupheka okuningi lokudubeka okuningi usukusela khona lapho, ngoba kumele wenelise ukuthi uthenge ukudla, kumele wenelise ukuthi ugade amabhasi, kumele wenelise ukuthi uhambise abantwana ezikolo, ubhadala amanzi kakhansel, uthenga amagetsi. Uzakwenza njani khona okungela msebenzi? Okunye ukuzama yikho lokho ukuthi akula msebenzi indaba yokuthi usizathola ukuthi kule kudla lokho kuholiswayo
okufunwa ngabantu ngoba belambile bengenamsebenzi lakho akubuyi ngendlela akuzwakali ukuthi kubuya njani kulesi ngundengunde ukuthi uthole ukuthi kuyaphiwa abanye abantu abanye bayeqiwa ngamanye ama-problems esiwatholayo esigabeni kulezi ndaba ze-COVID. Of course COVID was a huge problem. Abantu beswela ukudla, beswela amanzi, beswela izimali zokuyathenga, begula kungenazibhedlela abangasithola. Kule ndaba yokuhlukuluzwa ngamapholisa, kule ndaba ye-crime. I-crime ingani sivamile kakhulu, abantu bayagwazalwa, bayabulalana, babuya bayabulawa. Sifuna ukubona izinto zinezo ziyalungiswa. So yizo izindaba esizitholayo. Okunye abantu benkulumane bafuna ukuthi bathole i-feedback nxa sisiye emaphalamende lapho. Sibe sizobanika ama-feedback bazwisise labo ukuthi kuhamba njani. Okokugcina esingakusho ukuthi sicele uZulu ukuthi avotele i-Citizens Coalition for Change, okuyiparty, okuyinhlanganiso yabantu, okuyiparty yabantu, iparty egxile embonweni wabantu. Yikho okushoyo ukuthi Citizens Coalition for Change. Besicela abantu ukuthi nxa befika bayivotele Citizens Coalition for Change, bavotele ucacaphulu enkulumane ukuze ngiqhube umsebenzi we-Citizens Coalition for Change ePhalamende.
There you are. It's campaign season, marvelous. He's saying a lot of things here. He says he was pushed out of Parliament because he was one of those people that used to question the way government was spending money, the way things were going, you know, in the country generally. So I still remember there was a very hot debate in Parliament when, you know, he was talking about some of these proposed amendments and all those kind of things. So he was one of the most vocal parliamentarians, you know, together with Tendai Biti. So at the end of the day, he says he was recalled because of the way he was saying a lot of things in Parliament. So he says he can, if he goes back to Parliament, he will fight by all means to represent all Zimbabweans, especially the Kulumane constituency.
I was put to the squash of Kari, Vapulu, Vachi, Sinira, Shavachai Tira, Lunu, and Kulumane, and Arachinga, Vawanam Kano, Kuti, Vawaniko Vachi Fotirwa, Vakamirida, as Batu Rava Chamisa, CCC.
Yes, and I know that Dr. Sibama Vaza is around, and then after Mavaza, we'll use a certain other video that we took from Kwekwe that you sent us, marvelous. So let's get a kind of analysis of what Pulu was saying. You know, Mr. Mavaza, Dr. Mavaza, welcome to the program.
Welcome, sir. Can you just give a summary of what he said? Because
So what you are saying is that, you know, he was put out of Parliament because he was one of the most vocal parliamentarians, one. And secondly, he used to challenge some of the laws that were being enacted in Parliament. And thirdly, he's a man who has always, you know, who has always had his roots in Kulumane, and he was doing everything that people wanted him to do, and he was always giving feedback to the community on what is supposed to be done. So he was in the People's Democratic Party, but recalled because the MDCT actually challenged his affiliation. So they thought that he was affiliated to the MTC alliance, which was then led by Nelson Chamisa. So at the moment, he is in CCC, the Citizens Coalition for Change. So in brief, you are saying he's a person to vote for, you know. He's there to talk on behalf of the people. He's there to actually enact laws, right?
Yes. To start with, he had started this campaign by lying, which is not correct. He has not been recalled because of his activities in Parliament. He was recalled because of their own infighting in their party. He was not recalled by Mwanzora or by Kupe. He was recalled by his own party general secretary. It has nothing to do with either MDCT or ZANU-PF. And again, there are very, very vibrant speakers in Parliament who are known, and they are still there. They have not been recalled or arrested. Actually, there is a parliamentary privilege in Zimbabwe. Whatever you say in Parliament, you cannot be arrested for it or penalized for it. So therefore, the position he is putting himself in is just a campaign gimmick, which is not right for a politician to do. He must campaign and must tell the people what he did when he was the MP before he was recalled. What has he shown to the people? and people would vote him on that basis, not on lies that he has been speaking.
So let's say the context of his argument is that, at the end of the day, he was challenging some laws that were being enacted, and he's a legal practitioner by profession. So he was saying he was challenging some of the laws, and all that showed that he was representing Nkulumane constituency in a proper way. So is that not the role of a lawmaker?
No. We are not talking about the role of the lawmaker here. We are talking about what he did. What you have said is what a lawmaker is supposed to do. Did he do that? No, he didn't.
And he says he did it.
He didn't. Why? Because if you look into the parliamentary reports, you have hardly heard about Katkapulu saying anything except the day he was fired. Maybe he spoke once or twice on his maiden speech. You ask any man on the street, they don't know who he is. You would know him because they're a journalist, but there are people in Zimbabwe, in other constituencies, who have got the ear on parliamentary activities. They don't know him. They know of any other opposition. BT, yes, I can talk about BT. BT has been very vocal. Yes, and not Pulu. Pulu has not been vocal. So we cannot come up and raise such an issue when we know that it is entirely politicking and it's not the right thing we should do. So Pulu here is not telling the truth. He's literally lying, and I would say...
And for the record, Mr. Dr. Mabaza, if you check the Hansard, his name is all over the Hansard concerning laws.
No. Go into any sections where we're discussing about the laws and what did he contribute. The most vocal person you can find all over the Hansard is not Pulu. All over the Hansard you can find BT, you can find Job Scala. I'm talking about the opposition members.
Oh yes. I think you touched a certain button and you muted yourself. Go ahead. Can you hear me now? No, can you?
We can't hear you.
Yeah, can you rejoin? So let's go to let's see. Yeah, there we are. Marvelous, go ahead.
I want. Tinotenda Dr. Mabaza vanga varipo vauya at short notice. Thank you so much. Uyezve tinotenda vakawanda jokura vauyawo zvakare tavadeidza last minute asi mauya pachirongwa. Tipewo pfungwa dzenyu pane zviri kuitika panyaya yemabai elections. Zvii zvamuri kuti imi vakamirira CCC vachange vari kuunza kune avo vachavavhotera.
Yes, starting with the aspect of the Katkapulu issue.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much. Regaindi kwasise mhuri yeZimbabwe yakateerera nevese mayellow, kwese yangova yellow, pama banana ipapo, pama orange ipapo. Thank you so much. Let me react to what Tete Mavarasa asked. Kuti vanenge vachiita chii matungamiriri vedu vari kudzokera ku Parliament kuti vanomiririra vanhu. Vanhu ndovakanga vambovaisa imomo vakabviswa zvisiri pamutemo naMonzora. Saka iko zvino vanhu vazvakare vachadzorera vatungamiriri vedu kudare reParamende vachinoita basa ravo rekumiririra vanhu. Chinonakidza chinoita kuti zvinhu zvive nyore, chichavaita kuti zvive nyore kuti vadzorerwe, ndechekuti vese ana Honorable Hwende, ana Honorable Yepimo Chidziva, ana Honorable Chibaya, vese havana kumbobvira vamira kushanda muvanhu, havana kumbobvira vabuda muvanhu. Musuno, I think makaona Honorable Yepimo Chidziva vachivhura zviborani kuHighfield West, ndoya nhamo yedu yekuti taakuita zviborani mutown. Hurumende haisi kuvaka madhamu, asi tirikungotaura kuti vanhu vakaramba vachishanda, vatungamiriri vevanhu vakaramba vachishandira vanhu. Saka nanhasi muri kuona vari kuunganirwa nevanhu, vanhu vari kufara zvakanyanyisa. Mune mufaro wakawedzera muZimbabwe kuti mabai elections akauya akuitwa uye vatungamiriri vevanhu vaakudzokera. Tinozviziva tese isu kuti vatungamiriri vevanhu vanosarudzwa nevanhu, avapiwe, avanongedzerwe kuti iwe chienda kwakati, iwe chienda kwakati. Ndozvataakuona zvakuitika iko zvino. Asi tirikungonzwa kurwadziwa nezviri kuitwa neZANU PF. Iri kuti panenge pakaungana vanhu, iri kuenda ichinorova vanhu, ichinovhiringidza vanhu makaona kumukobva kugweru honorable Chibaya president Chamisa nevamwe vatungamiriri veTCC vakavhiringidzwa zvisina mukara akamboona nemapurisa vachirohwa vachiita sei vachirambidzwa kutaura nevanhu asi Zuroria Monzora nezanu PF vanga varimo mugweri imomo vachiita zvimwe chete izvozvo asi vachibvumidzwa kuita saka unongoona kuti mutemo wacho uri kuhausi kuitwa zvakaenzerana zanu PF namonzora vanobvumirwa kuunganidza vanhu vanobvumira kutaura nevanhu asi TCC vanhu vari kubva varohwa takazviona zvakare zvichiitika kuhighfield nekwakawanda wanda saka isu tinongoramba tichiti vanhu zivai onai zviri kuitika chaakunakidza ndechekuti vana vezimbabwe vari kuzviona kuti ari kukonzeresa mhirizhonga muzimbabwe ndiani ari kukonzeresa kutambura kwavo ndiani uye kuti anokwanisa kuuya kuzochinja zvinhu neupenyu hwavo ndiani saka vachangoenda payelo ipapo vonovhota musi wa26 March voenda pamaorange ipapo pamabhanana ipapo endai tinovhota tichinje zvinhu zviri kuitika muzimbabwe
Yeah, thank you so much. You can put that in English. Go ahead, sir.
All I was saying was our members of parliament are ready everywhere where they are, and we know that they are going to get back in parliament. And one good thing about all our members of parliament was even when they were illegally recalled, they never left the people. They continued to go to the people. They continued to give information to the people. They continue to do their projects with the people. We also, what happened in Highfield West, Honorable Hepimo Chidziva was very busy everywhere, making sure that he was in contact with the people, providing water through the provision of boreholes, which is very unfortunate because we shouldn't be having boreholes in the cities. But the government, the local government, which takes all money from councils and is supposed to be building dams, is not doing that. When was the last dam built in Harare or Chitungwiza? So, but the fact of the matter is all our members of parliament, Honorable Wende, Honorable Chibaya, and many others that were recalled were working very hard in their constituencies. So the people have no confusion. They know their leaders. They know the leaders that they elected in 2018, and we have no doubt that they are going to re-elect them again and put them back in parliament because that's the nature of politics. People, members of parliament are elected by people. They are not appointed by certain individuals. So the people are going to do the same thing on 26 March and TCC will be represented and the people of Zimbabwe will be represented by the people of their choice, people who care about them.
Thank you very much. Let's bring in Dr. Mabaza. Your reaction to that, Dr. Mabaza.
Thank you so much. I just missed a second to clarify on Pulu, but let me continue to what Sekuru Jokora was saying. Sekuru Jokora is always in a campaign mood. Of course, this is a campaign season. But the reality of the matter is that he is confused. Firstly, When the MDCT had a meeting in Gweru, it was after the restrictions were uplifted. It was not during the time of COVID. It was not in breach of any restrictions because the restrictions were uplifted then. So this is different. We cannot compare when people want to meet when there are restrictions and people meeting when there are no restrictions. So this blind looking at the laws which is done by CCC, it's inciting. It is just trying to incite the people to make people believe that they are victims when they are actually the culprits. And there are triple culprits, culprit, CCC, and that has to change. Furthermore, the mistake he's making is that Pulu was not a member of was not a member of CCC at the time when he was pulled. He was a member of PDP, and therefore it's not like that they are going to bring back a person they want. They put PDP instead of MDCA that time. So it speaks volumes, and I can tell you, in that constituency alone, we are going to see a splitting of votes. In Bulawayo again, we can notice that the CCC is fielding two candidates in one constituency. The other ones are fighting that side. They're not organized. They're rushed up with their party without even organization. The country, to rule a country, it needs proper organization. So what I can simply say to our listeners today, you do not have to rush for the newcomers because they don't know what they are doing. Rush for those who are seasoned, those with experience, and those you have suffered together with. We have gone through problems together. We'll go through our pleasures together. We can go through our prosperity together. And that is ZANU-PF. And that's the party we must look at in these by-elections. But again, as we can say, and I've said this once again, these by-elections, whatever the results are, they are not going to show the popularity of ZANU-PF or of CCC. These are the positions which MDCA was occupying. They withdrew themselves. They recalled themselves. And they are the ones who are putting us in this situation again. What I can simply say to the people is, do not vote for those who can recall themselves after 2 days. Vote for the party which will stick, which will give you your representative until the next elections. Don't vote for those who are experimenting on their candidates. Who knows? They can pull them again off tomorrow. We need people with a continuity, people to continue in their constituencies, in their positions, to help their constituencies, to help the people of Zimbabwe. We need representatives to do their work, not simply to pull them and remove them again. So,
Asika. Regai ndimbokubata ipapo Dr. Mavaza, vamwewo vangazoti zvii zvitsva zvingaunzwe nezanu-PF zvamungati vavhoterwe zvavasati vakwanisa kuunza panguva yavanga vari.
That's a good question. Hatinazvo zvinoizvi isisi mazve. Tinoda kupedzesa zvatakatanga kwasara gore nehafu kuti zvipere tisvike pama general elections next year. Zvii zvatiri kuita development muri kungoiona. We are developing Numa towns. We are developing my structures. We are having my companies. Last week, you can agree with me, we had three companies which opened in Bulawayo, where the PEMSEC of industry and commerce, Mavis Banda, was there. And the three companies had opened. And we are not talking about the Chinese companies. We're talking about companies which are really known, which have the attitude of work from long time. And we have got over 800 people who were employed in less than 2 weeks by those companies which had opened. And we have been told that we're going to have more companies opening up because for the past 3 years, we're laying out the process, the foundation of economic change, of economic development. We are now doing economic development. We are now in the process of, we don't need to experiment anymore. We are now continuing with it. We are now changing. We are now proceeding with the changes we've already put into practice. So ED is for economic development. And this is what we are now looking at. And we're saying, for this 1 year which is left, vote ZANU-PF, you will see us through to the changes we've started.
Thank you very much. And stay on the line. We've got Mr. Gregory Ncube of the Republican Party of Zimbabwe. He's actually contesting in Kulumane. Here he comes.
Yeah, number five, na njalo ke Republican Party of Zimbabwe ke onge la uzanzi sa kuketo lama by elections on March 26. Nunga nunga.
Amini kama mukreko relax chengobe umfano kulele uzalule e wange kule hospital masem pumanga zotela kuna pepula wire so mundo kulele in Kulumane from primary school, secondary school up to the gate mundo na kumpana nkaya so. Yebo ndemsebenzi yokuthula ngenza lokhelokhena but ngingene ku-Republican Party of Zimbabwe RPZ in abbreviation sikhangelele ukuthi silungise
ibunjwe
2018 yes sikhangelele ukuthi silungise inhlupho esizibonayo njengabantu esigabeni siyabe sihlangana nezinhlupho eziningi kodwa siba labantu ababasezindaweni lezi bethi bayalungisa kodwa
uyinosole kakhulu okwenzakala enkulumane la
uyabona enkulumane sile uhluphi kakhulu singakhangela ebantwaneni besifazane i-youth girl child labantu abangomama bahlezi bele nhluphu eziningi ezokuthi kudingakala ukuthi bancediswe ngoba abantu bangomama kumele banakekele kodwa lothe kule same problem from day one ngincane ngikhula ngiphuma endlini ngishiye umama ngikwazi ukuthi uhlupho oluthile ngiphenduke futhi ngisole kufanayo lakathesi lokhe kuyinto efana nayo. So you can see what thing I'm going to say. I'm going to say that 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 I' There are other children who are not even able to pay school fees. Ulabanye ugogo abahleziyo abangekho la ku pension fund okuthi uyathola ukuthi ebesehluleka lokuthi umzukulu wakhe amkhulise njani ngoba wehlolwa umthatha isivini birth certificate. Kulama problems amaningi esigabeni sokuthi athole bengela kudla abantwana bedubeka uzithola umntwana ehlezi uyenza abanye abantwana besifazane begcine besiyakhomba ngenxa yokuthi she has to find a way to survive. So we must improve the life of the Nkazana.
Uzawenza njani iphatha kule ule one mchuzo ukuloba ngathi lokho parliament?
Well, na ithuba selikhona ukuthi ngene parliament. Ngihamba ngiyekhuluma kuhlekhelako. Sibonisane. Bangizwe ukuthi ngithini ngoba ukukhala kwabo sisibami labanaba. Uhlupho lwabo ngabantu.
Ani bakhala bathi even nxa imember ye opposition ngazi ungene parliament akulanto zayitshintsha lapha wena ubonani uzatshintsha.
Hayi uyabona sengangananzelela khona ukuthi kulabanye abantu abangenayo bahlale bephiwe futhi development fund kodwa bengenzi lutho izibuyele development fund yami into eqakathekileyo ukuthi you work with the community regardless of which political party they come from lihlale phansi lonke livumelane lenze ama-project proposals then when that money comes you sit down and vote on what to do concerning that money le project ilabe liyibone i-productive to the community then you do it akulanto eyihlula abantu
ukhona lapho inkulumane bathina abantu nxa bekhuluma lawo.
Well, abantu ngobhuti bami ngosisi bami I've talked to many of them and they know and appreciate their way ukuthi ama intentions ami ngawani and I'm not a corrupt politician ukuthi mhlawumbe njona mbizi whatever ngigijima nithembisa abantu ezingekho because my main aim is angifuni ukuthembisa umuntu lutho. I can promise my girlfriend but I don't want to promise people things. I want ukuthi singeneni kuground sonke nini siyenze nini into okumele siyenze. Lungiseni isigaba sethu than to be making promises to them for no reason.
So ufuna ukusenzela abantu ukujinja.
Ngifuna ukusebenzela abantu sitshintshe isigaba sethu ngoba ngikhaya. Kulumane is my home. We don't need somebody to come from somewhere. Kulumane is my home. We don't need somebody to come from somewhere.
That is Mr. Gregory Ngube of the Republican Party of Zimbabwe. So Mr. Ngube is saying that he's not making many promises. What he's going to do is to engage the community all the time. So he says, that's his work, you know, engaging the community and doing all what he can. So he actually highlighted some of the issues that are faced by people in Kulumane. And he says they include, challenges concerning sanitary wear among girls and women. And he says at the end of the day, there's a lot of poverty that needs to be tackled in Kulumane. And if elected, he's going to talk to the people on ways of getting rid of some of these challenges. So he says there is this issue of the constituency development fund, which is not used wisely in most cases. So he's going to get the people's views to actually, rectify all these things that have been done in the wrong way. So he says that's him. And he's a musician, by the way.
Oh, very interesting. Very interesting day indeed. Apotukunzwa, kuneva chanjeva kamirida in Kulumane, Shakari. Varkutaura Ivo kuti varive Republican Party ansa inimbika voterwa dichao munzo kunduto imamonjimbo yenkulumane nokutwa ndakasha ndakakure imomo saka ndinoziya zvinodiwa nevanhu nezvimwe zvakadaro.
And we also have an interview with another person in Kwekwe. Let's hear this interview. Marvelous.
Nemufaro pano pachirongwa chedu Muzvare Judith Tobaiwa. Chiri pamoyo penyu ndezvipi semumwe achange akamirira sangano re-CCC Mukwekwe Central.
Zviri pamoyo pangu ndezvekuti tinochisandira mutemo nezviri kuitika mararamiro atiri kuita muno Mukwekwe Central.
Zvimhinga mupinyi zvamuri kuona zviri kusangana nevanhu imomo ndezvii?
Zvimwe zvacho ndeizvizvozvi zviri kutoitika zvamunoona sisi tichitaura kudai magetsi aende. Handizivi kuti chikonzero chaita kuti magetsi aende chii. Ndozvimwe zvezvimwe zvinhu zvatinenge tichida kunotarisa. Mukatarisa Mukwekwe izvezvi hatina mvura, tinotorarama nemvura yekunaya. Magetsi aenda, saka izvezvi hatizivi kuti torarama nei. Saka chimwe chechunhu chatinoda kunochinja kuparliament kana ndazopinda ini Muzvare Judith Tobaiwa. Ndinoda kunonzwisisa kumakurukota edu kuti chinomboita kuti magetsi aende chii. Nokuti isusu taimbofunga kuti kana tikange takuita zvekujusa magetsi haachaendi. Zvino iko zvinezvi tiri kungojusa magetsi ari kuenda. Mvura chaichai taifunga tikaisirwa mamita yekuti tijuse mvura haiende. But mvura iko zvino Mukwekwe tatisina kana dambudziko rekuti mvura inoenda. But iko zvinezvi mvura yakutoenderera nemagetsi. Takutoverenga kuti kana magetsi akaenda nhasi tobatawo kuti magetsi adi aenda. Saka takuverenga kuti mvura yakuenda in the next 2 days. Vana havasichaendi kana kuchikoro. Hachiyazivi kuti ndo korona here, korona yakarova kunyange nematicha here, korona yakarova kunyange nechi nekunodzidzira vana vedu. Zvakutishungurudza isusu muno muguta rekwekwe. Nekuda kwekuti muno muguta rekwekwe kunoitwa zvemaini. Vana vazhinji vasingachaendi kuchikoro. Vakumhanyidzana kuenda kumakomba kunochera. Zvinova izvo ravadambudziko rakuti wandira kuti magetsi hatina, mvura hatina, vana vachaendi kuchikoro. Zvese zvakuti wandira. Torarama sei munzvimbo yekwekwe.
Tombotarisa pamataura panyaya yekorona. Yakamira sei imomo mukwekwe?
Muno mukwekwe, mastatistics ekorona tinango yende. Bati chinondishamisa ndechekuti marali anoitwa zvikoro zvakavharwa. Zvinorevere kuti vanoenda kumarali havarohwi nekorona. Asi vana vechikoro vari kunzi vaende kuchikoro. Muno mukwekwe, kana tine vana vakambobatwa nekorona kuzvikoro, i1 or 2% yevana vakabatwa nezvikoro nekorona kuzvikoro. Asi kumarali hapana anobatwa nekorona. Inongobata kuvana chete vari kuchienda kuchikoro. Zvinova izvo zviri kutibata sevagari vemukwekwe. Sevagari vevana vemuZimbabwe again. Noti kwekwe chete zviri kubata nyika yese. Asi mukwekwe chinonyatirwadza ndechekuti mune nhau yezvekukorokoza. Vana vese vakutizira kuenda kunokorokoza. Uyezve mune nhau yemutoriro iri kusvitwa nevana nekuda kwefodya mbanje zvese zvakuitika muno. Vana, they are now uncontrollable. Hachakwanisi kukontrola vana nekuda kwezvese izvozvi. Saka chikumbiro changu ndechekunoti kana hurumende ingatiwanirawo zvimwe zviri nani zvekuti vana vedu vadzokere kuzvikoro, vatipe protection yekuti vana vakwanise kudzokera kuchikoro. Kana vachikwanisa kupa protection nevanhu vanoenda kumarani, ngavachipewo protection kune vana vedu vaende kuzvikoro.
Aiwa, tinotenda.
Thank you so much.
Asi tisati taenda, chitaurai zvakare muuye uchidze kuti vanhu vanovhotera papi semunhu ari kutsvaga urutsigiro kwamuri ikoko.
Muno mukwekwe tine macenters atinawo. One, izvezvi kune chirongwa chekurejista kuvhota chiri kutenderera nharaunda yese yekwekwe. Muzuva ranhasi nezuva rakapfuura rane zuro vanga vari mumasasa vari pamusha weZayoja Church, ndopanga pachirejistirwa kuvhota. Kwoitazve mangwana acho vanenge vari kuward 6 vachatenderera mawards ose vachirejista kuvhota. Uyezve kanazve takuenda kunovhota tichange tine masenders edu kwatinovhotera. Mukwekwe tine masenders 36 ekuvhotera. So masenders iwayo ndo atange tichienda tichinovhota. Isusu bato rangu randinobva rinonzi CCC, Citizen Coalition for Change, kuti zvinhu zvose zvishanduke. Magetsi ari kuenda, mvura iri kushanduka, zvese izvi tikwanise kuzvichinja. Hande tinovhotera muzvare Judith Tobaiwa, CCC inotungamirwa naadvocate Nelson Chamisa, Citizen Coalition for Change.
There you are, my brother. So, seeing the power going off, something classic, right?
We were having the interview, so she was able to see how people in Zimbabwe are living, especially in the area of Kwekwe Central, where she's, vying to get the vote, because she says she's actually competing against two men in that area, one from ZANU-PF and one from the MBC Alliance. So she was literally just saying, as a young woman, this is the kind of a situation that they face day in, day out. Power goes off and children can't do homework when they're at school, and, some of the issues that she literally was able to walk us through.
Yes, go ahead with Chief Sofie.
Vachokora, mamuru kunzwa zvanga zviri kutaura muzvare Judith Tobai wachange vakamirira bato renyu. Pane here zvamungatsinhire pane zviri kusanganiwa nevanhu munyika pari zvino zvingaita kuti vazodawo kuvhotera kuti bato renyu riwane mamwe makanzura kana maMP?
Ndanga tisinganzwe vhidhiyo yacho, asi tiri kuziva, tiri kuona nhamo iri kuonekwa naHonorable Judith. Ndatombotaura navo makuseni ano vachitaura nezvemota yavo yakatorwa nekushungurudzwa kwavari kuitwa nevanhu veZANU. Uyu mwana mudiki ari kuedza kuti amiririre vechidiki uye vanhu vese vemukwekwe Central. Ende tinozviziva, vanozviziva chero vemukwekwe vacho, kuti mwana anoshanda, mwana anotumika. Saka handisi kuona achitadza kupinda ipapo. Asi ndaida kuti ndingotaurawo zvangu kuti vanhu vana veZimbabwe vari kuona zviri kuitika. The people of Zimbabwe, they are seeing all the victimization of CCC members of parliament. They are seeing what ZANU-PF has been doing, and they know what has happened in the past 40 years. So I'm really shocked to see ZANU-PF and people like Dr. Mabaza are still encouraging people to vote for ZANU-PF. Of course, they have to do that, but we know that for 40 years, it has been like slavery in Zimbabwe. For 40 years, it has been all looting, nothing else. So if they come here and say, vote for us again for the next 5 years, what it essentially means for the Zimbabwean people is ZANU-PF is saying, vote us for the next 5 years so that, you know, there will be more, you know, 85% unemployment. Vote us for the next 5 years so that there will be more poverty in Zimbabwe. Vote us for the next 5 years so that there will be more abductions and more poor roads, poor infrastructure. That's what it essentially means, because we have not seen anything that ZANU-PF has done. It is just poverty and poverty. We need to change even the meaning of the word poverty, because it's there on the records. You just Google it. Zimbabwe has officially become one of the poorest countries in the world. And yet we have so many resources that the government is misusing. Not misusing, we know where the resources are going. We have seen people with bars and bars of gold. That money could have been used in hospitals to make sure that we have good hospitals, to make sure that we have medicine in our hospitals, to make sure that teachers are paid, to make sure that we have schools, good schools, proper schools in Zimbabwe. But that's not happening, because all the money is being misused by a few people. So Zimbabweans, let's be informed voters. Let's look at what is happening in the country. Let's look at our suffering. Let's look at what is happening in other countries that are closer to us. We are the poorest. We have the poorest infrastructure in the region. So why should you continue to vote for someone like that? Why should you continue to vote for someone who has been in power for 40 years and has failed to improve your life? Let's not talk about other things, but your life. Are you working right now? If you are a youth, you are not working. Have you ever worked? Have you ever gotten a pay slip, even one day? You have never been employed, so you don't have a pay slip. So why would you vote for someone like that? Let's look at what can be done, what can be possible. It's no longer possible for ZANU-PF to turn around Zimbabwe. It will just be poverty. We are voting for 5 years more of poverty, more of this suffering.
Thank you very much. Dr. Mabaza, your quick reaction to that, sir.
Thank you. And just a word of advice. Kuti mai shoshe wagodza wagosonera washoshe juzi rakanaka irikuratidza urombe wepati yao. That color is misused. But anyway, position ndakatara ndekuti shoshe arokangana problem imwe chete. ZANU-PF has been in power for so long. I agree. But the new dispensation has been in power for 3 years. This is our third year. We thought like we've been 40 years with the new dispensation. And since it came into power, pane zvakawanda zvayakaita mashanduko yakawandisa iri kuitika. Iko zvinezvi, as we speak, the Minister of Education ari kupinda into meetings nema teacher. They want to raise their salaries to the level yakanga iri kudhara because yarohwa neinflation. We understand that as a party, and we don't understand that as a government. So in other words, it's not like it's a government yekudhara yavane 40 years. This is a three-year-old government. It's in its infants and it's doing the best it can. And we can assure you, our MPs are who come in and are with us stand for elections, these by-elections. Vote for them. They will assist you in your constituencies. And they will help with Tite come through to the end of this term. In 5 years, when we look, we take stock of the 5 years, what have we done? You will see we have done a lot of things. Things will come into picture and it will be understood. So it is not true what Muzari, the lady who is campaigning in Kwekwe for CCC, and we, as we can see, there are over 3,500 cars which were impounded by the police. Are this the MDC? Are this the CCC? is the one who are good driver motor car number plates, because there's been a lot of robbery, a lot of crimes caused by that. Saka ER driver motor car yake isina number plates over claim akuti because I'm campaigning. We don't work like that. Even the one with NPF, zakatorwa, zemapurisa, zemakomana with security, different departments, vakatorirwa motor car. So if you look at that, I think your politics, we cannot put law and order ahead of politics. We have to keep our country clean. We have to keep our country manageable. Zanga zakuneta kumaneja, because when Arukuba, Matambema gets it, we saw a motor car, another blade, go driver. So this is why a car was taken. But furthermore, kuna violence. I'm sure I was hoping kuti vadzokora vachataura kuti handina kutenda kuti there's no violence. Hakuna ari kurowa, hakuna akaramidzwa kukambena door to door whichever way, hakuna ari kutyisidzirwa, and hakuna vakaudzwa vecc kana muchida endai kuno approachawo ZBC ma radio stations ne ZBC ne ZTV kumuno approach for your campaigns. You pay because they're in business. And I'm not going to be able to do that. There is nobody that will be able to do that. So I'm going to be able to. What we see is at the end of these elections, yes, we agree. Could depend on my areas, I want to win. Because I got out of my seats out. But depending on what I took, I told her, the good people have seen kuti, these people are not serious. They cannot be trusted. So
and the lady, they,
we, the age people to vote for ZANU-PF.
The lady in Kwekwe had some kind of power failure during the interview. So can you address that in 30 seconds?
We are not aware of what is happening in Kwekwe at the moment. But yes, we are having power cut problems. And the minister, Vasoda Jemu, actually said on Friday, this situation is getting better in Zaguda Nani, but wherever there are rains, we always have my power problems. Even here in England, Pakangona and Vraka one saturated my power cuts for some time, which is Gadzirika, but in Zimbabwe and with our economy at the moment, yes,
it's silent. Dr. Mavaza, just hold on, Mr. Go ahead, Soswe. 1 second, sum up.
It's 5 more years of power outages, 5 more years of water shortages, 5 more years of this kind of suffering, this level of poverty. If you make a mistake of voting ZANU-PF again, we need change. We need the new leaders, and the new leaders are there. And I know the people of Zimbabwe.
So I think we've got some kind of challenges a little bit with our network. Dr. Mavaza, your last word, sir.
Thank you. Power outage in America. That is so I can assure you, vote for ZANU-PF. Vote the one you trust. Don't experiment with your life. Your life is important. Vote for ZANU and things will change.
So now, but there's some people who are saying you've overstayed your welcome, you know, as a ruling party. How do you react to that?
Just we are 3 years old. We haven't even finished our first term. So we have explained clearly that this is called ZANU-PF new dispensation, and therefore we have not overstayed. Those who overstayed ended in 2017. This is a different party.
But some people have been governed for more than 40 years, you know, and they are ruling right now, right?
Yes, it's like we cannot use that as an argument, because we have got people who have been in MDC since it was created, and they are still in CCC. We can't call them. They are not CCC because they've been there for.
Thank you very much for that. We end our show today. We wish to thank our guests this evening, Dr. Simba Mavaza of ZANU-PF and Mr. Tawanda Sokora of the Citizens Coalition for Change, Mr. Gregory Ncube of the Republican Party of Zimbabwe, and Mr. Kutakla Pulu of the Citizens Coalition for Change. Signing off from Maryland, this is Kips Dube saying, good night, Zimbabwe.
And I'm Marvelous Mthana Nyahuye Gibbs. I would have wanted both Mr. Jokora and
time is up.
Also Dr. Mavaza to comment on the soccer. Maybe they would have agreed
with time is up.
Win by Senegal. Time is up. Yeah. But congratulations to Senegal for taking the Africa Cup of Nations. And also thank you to Judith Tobaiwa of CCC in Cape Town. So I'm Marvelous Mthana Nyahuye.
Thank you.